Canyon in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, watching us on YouTube Live. What's your question for Jim Blackburn?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call today. We've got in 1 Samuel when Saul visits a witch and calls up the prophet Samuel. My question is, how is that different from our prayers to saints and the communion of saints in general? Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, this is a question that comes up from time to time because it appears that Saul is in a sense, reaching out to what he might believe to be a saint for assistance. But what Saul is doing is different in that he's not just offering his prayers up to a saint, asking that a saint pray for me, pray with me for my intentions, and take my intentions to Christ, take my intentions to God in heaven. That's what we do when we're praying to the saints. We're not asking for their intervention in this life. We're not asking for them to respond to us, for example, or interact with us in any way. We know that they're in heaven, and they're closer to God than we are, and they might have his ear a little better than we do sometimes, and they can, in that regard, take our prayers to God, pray along with us, pray for us. That's what we're doing when we pray to the saints. What Saul was doing seemed to be, wanting more of an interaction with Samuel than that, and Samuel's own assistant, not God's assistant, so Samuel's assistant. So this is there's distinct differences there. Also, the story of Saul doing this is not presented in such a way that we are to understand that that was even approved, that was a good thing Saul was doing. The fact that Saul did this is told to us in Scripture, but it's not told to us in such a way that we're encouraged to do it or that we are somehow supposed to take this as necessarily as a good thing. Okay, does that help, Damien?
Yes, thanks for clearing that up for me.